podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I was just musing with old sweetheart gentleman caller the other day, and I was wondering, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much he dreads going out to eat with me. Because I'm not quite When Harry Met Sally about it, but I'm a pescatarian. All I do is eat seafood, no other sort of meat. And so
we know.
Generally, I have to do some special ordering. You know, I have to substitute some things. I, of course, always request extra cheese on whatever I get.
Sure.
And 9 times out of 10, they get it wrong. So I'm just like, cripes, now do I send this back? Do I say something like, hey?
Then you complain about the entire time you're out.
Can I please have my honey mustard? Like, all I want is some honey mustard.
Just want it on the side.
I just want to dip my fries. And, you know, and the poor, he eats meat, he drinks a beer, he's good to go. So I was just wondering, I'm like, I bet, you know, I can't be the only one that people are like, oh, I don't want to go out with you.
Jeremy gives me crap about the way I order a Cobb salad.
As he should. Yeah. No blue cheese, no avocado.
You're pretty, you take a lot of things off the salad, and then you request that the chef tosses your salad
in the dressing.
Let me tell you this. Right now, 75% of the people who listen to this show, who enjoy a Cobb salad, are saying, that's a damn good idea. I'm going to start asking the chef to
it
do
is,
that, too.
It is, until you forget to
the
ask the chef to do it.
Cobb salad is ruined, but I've never sent one back in my life, Jeremy.
No, but we went to Elway's, and you the whole time you're like, I should have had the chef toss this.
Because I brought up the idea. I was like, hey, why don't you have it? Because that is the way I think salad should
be. It should be.
Correct. Yeah.
They want the display, but I'm like, that makes it impossible to eat.
You're like, all right, toss it.
Toss
that
SOB.
What you do. So how about this for embarrassing? When we go out to brunch with my stepdad, he will send toast back if it's not buttered.
Oh, for God's
sake. That's a jerk store move right there.
He owns it, though. He owns it. He's like, no. He's like, I asked for my bread to be buttered. I'm paying for it.
That's horrible.
So that it's the homemade butter.
Get off your butt and butter your own bread.
It's the homemade butter, if you know what I mean.
I will tell you this, that there was,
what?
Bless her heart, somebody that I used to go out with who would be so difficult when it came to ordering. And I'm saying bless her heart because she's a sweet lady. But ordering, she would be that person who would ask 75 questions, have to know all the details of everything. One time, and I kid you not, the waiter was done with it and left and went and got the chef out of the kitchen who had to come to our table. And I wanted to slide under the table and just because he's standing there.
I don't know her.
He's like, what? And she would go through the whole, bless her heart.
And then she ordered the cheese sticks.
Right. She goes, I'll just have soup. I was like, Here's Chris on the phone. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
What do you have for us?
So whenever we go out to family dinners, my mom always requests that the servers never bring any entree out until she's finished with her salad.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the slowest eater in the family. So both my brothers and I have been servers. So we know how it works with the timing and the complaining. So whenever she goes, she's easily 10 minutes after the rest of us have finished our salad. And it just takes...
You should just send her on ahead to dinner, and then you guys join her after about 15 minutes.
Exactly.
That kind of precision can throw off the entire restaurant. No joke.
Yeah. But you know, but it does suck if you get your appetizer, your salad, and your entree all at the same time.
Yes, right. I agree.
There are worse things in the world.
Hashtag Dom problems.
Chris, have a great day.
Oh my God, my salad wasn't even tossed.
I have barely touched this tossed salad. Do I want to talk to Tristan?
It's funny, yes.
I have to be careful when we start. We can't laugh too much about people's allergies because I get all the hate mail. Hi, Tristan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you have to say?
Well, I used to have a friend, and our whole family had food allergies. So when we would go out for a meal, the whole family had to ask, how was it cooked? Was there soy? Was there this? And I just felt this incredible embarrassment every time I went out with them, even though their food allergies were completely legit, and I understood them. It was just felt like such a hassle, and I felt bad for the server. Well, now, a few years later, my son has horrible food allergies, and now I'm that person, and I hate it.
Like, well, we're staying home tonight.
Karma's a fun diner.
I hate having to be that person. I food allergies is legit, but it's still, you just hate having to ask that stuff and be...
Hey, you don't want your throat closing up, do you?
Touche.
Tristan, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. Here's Shauna. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
What's your story?
My mom is usually very embarrassing to go out to eat with. One time we went to Casa Bonita,
yeah,
and she complained to the manager that the shows were too violent.
Could you tone it down a little bit?
You know what? That is the best story of the day, Shauna. Have a great day,
so
okay?
Weird.
Thanks for being on the show.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.